Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around.
That's Stevie bringing us back. Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac fame. Great songwriter, great singer. Quick, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. William Dunkelberg. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB, the guy who's been producing the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, or not, for a long time. And the index went down last month, folks, so that doesn't sound like much optimism. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. NFIB.com, small biz, as in B-U-S, smallbus.org is Bill's website. You can find his survey there. He also allows us to post it on our website, which we appreciate very much. Bill, let's break down some of the details in your survey that created this 1.3 drop in overall optimism. What about the labor situation?
Yeah, well, that was unfortunate. We saw deterioration in our indicators for labor market strength. We had the net percent of owners. When we say net, we mean we take the percent who say they're going to increase their total employment and subtract the percent who say they're going to reduce total employment. So then the net number is kind of those who are going to create jobs. And that fell 4 points to zero, a net of zero, which was not a happy number. And the job openings number fell 3 points to 18% who said they had at least one job opening that was hard to fill. That's very highly correlated with the unemployment rate. So the bigger that number gets, the tighter the labor market is, and therefore the lower the unemployment rate. So, you know, we lost 7 points, or half of the decline in the index came just from those two numbers. And, of course, that's the labor market is what we worry about. I mean, that's the...
We need people to get back to work.
We need jobs, right?
Well, you know, this is, you know, Bill, this is starting to get out of hand in America. We got people who are chronically unemployed, and this hasn't happened in America since the 30s. This kind of chronic unemployment. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're right about that, and it's very interesting. I've been taking a look at, of course, the minimum wage issues as the president wants to raise it again, and. Any good economist knows if you raise the price of labor, we'll take less of it. So I looked at the percentage of the population and the number of 16 to 19 year olds that we have, and then looked at how many of them are working. And that so that's the ratio of working young people to the total number available. And boy, that's like a 50-year low. I mean, the kids aren't getting into the labor force.
And this is another example. When I've told President Obama on this show, Mr. President, your policies are failing us. His pushing for a minimum wage increase is a perfect example of that.
Exactly.
And I haven't even talked about Obamacare. I mean, folks, let's wake up and smell the coffee. You know, we're on the wrong track here out of Washington. We've got a situation here where we've got serious families are falling apart, lives, careers are being destroyed, children, young people can't get their lives started, and we got people in Washington talking about things that are completely disconnected from how to solve this problem. I mean, what ball game are they watching, Bill?
Yeah, well, we wonder. It's certainly not the one that we're trying to play in, that's for sure.
Wake up and smell the coffee, America. We've got to do something about this. And you know what? You know what de Tocqueville said? You remember what de Tocqueville said? In a democracy, you get the government you deserve.
Yeah.
So if you don't like what's going on, folks, change your vote. Look at the people you're sending to Washington. I'm sorry, Bill. I've just about had it with the political class.
Right, and it is, you know, really, if you look at the longer history, it's not D's or R's, it's politicians.
Yeah.
We send the people there who don't get it and who do the things they need to do to get
it's the
reelected,
political
not
class.
The things they need to do to help us.
The term political class has never had more definable examples as it is right now. Okay, let's move on. I'm getting worked up here. What about sales and inventory?
Well, inventories, again, because we have kind of a negative outlook for where the economy is going to go, that is, we have a net negative 28% expecting business conditions to be better and a net negative 4% expecting higher real sales over the next 3 months, we therefore see that nobody's going to order any inventory, so the net percent of owners who plan to add to inventories is minus one, mm-hmm. so a few more plan to let inventories fall than are going to order anything, and that's, of course, not good for GDP and jobs if they're not going to buy this stuff. So on that whole piece, things are looking pretty bad.
And let me tell you something else on inventories. When big companies buy from small companies, they're taking their own sweet time paying us, too.
Yeah, well, that's true, although that has improved over the last 4 or 5 years.
Not according, I'm sorry, Bill, not according to my research. Now, I'm not putting mine up against yours. I know you're the gold standard on this, but I'm telling you, the people I'm talking to are saying it's getting worse. My own experience says it's getting worse.
It's a net number we look at, and it's a negative number. That is, we ask people if they're being business owners if they're being paid faster or slower.
Yeah.
And what I can say about that is the number's much less negative today than it was.
I will tell you that my research is isolating big companies and small companies.
Yeah.
I'm talking about big businesses that are paying slow these days. All right, folks. I'm wandering off into way and over my head. Whenever I take issue with Bill Duckerberg, that's probably perilous water I don't need to pursue. Tim Till, right back with Bill Duckerberg. We got more to come. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.